usurpers, upstarts, warlocks. That is what they call us. Soon they shall know that we have become more than their peers. Soon they shall know the fury, the power of Clan Tremere. They shall know that we have inherited the night, and we shall rule it. Strand Gamers presents For House and Clan, a Dark Ages game of Vampire the Masquerade.
Alright, so what happened 2 weeks ago? Does anybody remember?
I do, mostly because I listened to the session today.
Fantastic, as did I.
I didn't, so how about y'all recap? Because it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Was 2 weeks ago when this guy got fucked up, or is that after that?
Okay. We started off that Marcus had a body in the crypt with Piers, and his bullshit story that Piers doesn't believe at all is that the guy found him dead, went to raise the hue and cry, and Marcus just shoved him down the stairs, and Piers got in trouble.
How did Piers get in trouble?
Basically, Andretti's like, you need to trust us, because we're your family. We love you. You know, we accept you even if you're gay.
And how it goes, yeah?
You know, it's funny, I was listening to the NCAP from last session, just like, thoughts and procedures on that, and your response then was like, man, maybe I had this Andretti guy pegged wrong. Like, maybe there is, like, a reason for me to have something to do with this guy. Like, in the intervening 2 weeks, you're like, no, fuck it. Fuck that guy. And his stupid ideas, and his stupid wanting me to be a team player, and teams in general. They're for chumps.
Let's see. Piers started a cult based around the reincarnation of Constantine. He recruited himself a catpaw by the name of Muldoon. In exchange, he is supposed to make Hans a tracking bloodstone that he can't do and also does not do what he promised. So that's an issue.
What did you promise him for that stone to do?
That it will let... He will know where the stone is at all times. But that's not true.
No.
The
what
ritual
does the
caster,
stone actually...
The ritual caster knows where it is.
Right.
We all got fucked up on the fact that we need to feed ourselves now. Which meant Wolfgang convinced a monk to cut himself.
Yeah.
And he almost killed himself. And then Wolfgang's like, you can't tell anybody about this or you won't be my favorite anymore.
Yeah.
Piers made a voodoo doll with the guy he had doing portraits and giving him crippling chest pains that he's convinced that the guy is from too much blood. So now he's my delivery service. And he's told his friends. So now Piers can eat from people in the monastery and from his cult. And Marius went hunting wild game, running through the forest with sword flailing. Came across Old Crow, maybe. Some random guy that Marius assumed was a vampire. And through no prompting of anyone else at the table, engaged him in combat. I don't remember how that went. Was that good? You win?
Yeah, I think I won.
Yeah,
I won. Yeah.
There's certain definitions of win. You lost that sword that's been slowing you down all that time.
Yeah.
And also a lot of blood. Pesky blood.
And look, I'm getting delivered blood to me now.
And
this is working great.
Torso, abdomen, that whole region, you know, you really dropped the weight there.
Also, he cut you and made you pretty no more times.
Four times, I thought.
He did.
So many times he cut you. He didn't make you pretty any times.
Yeah.
So Marius is now regrowing his lungs and ribs and all the skin surrounding it.
Yeah, but I don't need that stuff.
You probably do.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
I don't have to breathe, so I don't need lungs.
He stops people to walk down the street now and then. And doing so without an abdomen is probably awkward. Like, ah, mommy! There's the scary guy without a stomach!
Yeah, that could be,
So...
difficult to deal with at times.
Anything else to add? Anything else happened last week? Or 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
I think Marius decided that he's tired of waiting for these guys to motivate themselves. Or not Marius, me, Wolfgang.
Crap, I've forgotten my own time.
I'm good at this.
I'm out!
Anyway, decided he's tired of waiting for these schmucks to motivate themselves and is instead going to take a firmer hand at the rudder, as it were. Not entirely certain what that means yet, but...
Oh, yeah. But thankfully, you spent the last two weeks planning it out and getting your in place.
Yeah, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and when Marius was laid up, Piers stole his hair and blood.
Yep.
But I still need a picture of him because my dude failed. The chest pains may not have helped.
He did roll really badly.
He needs a little more motivation.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be doing a little bit of skipping through the intervening time period because at least one of you has a crap ton of downtime. Another one of you has some long-term, and calling them schemes isn't quite accurate because you're just kind of like shotgunning out there and seeing what sticks to the wall right now.
It's worked so far.
Yeah, fantastically. We'll talk about what you and Hans are up to pretty soon here. But yeah, we'll be kind of skipping forward and looking at what you guys are doing over a short period of time. So, Marius basically, over the next, you'd taken, 6 points of aggravated damage?
No, 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if it was 8, you'd be dead.
Yes.
You say thank you, but you didn't ask. You just stole my pencil. Like...
Yeah, that just happened. That escalated quickly. If you can reach all the way over here, I'm going to show you what it's like to be stabbed with a pen, so...
Okay. We're being children right now. For those who you can't see us.
That's right.
Now that you've stolen all the dice, let's put them back. Continue with the goddamn role-playing.
I didn't start this bullshit.
That's true.
I just finished this. That's mine. These are yours. No, I'll give you this one, and I'm keeping all of yours.
So Marius is going to be laid out for a while. Not necessarily laid out, but not being able to be seen by other people, because he's got this big, gaping chest hole, and everyone thinks that he's resting and relaxing while he's... doing all this stuff.
Seems like you probably have trouble moving for a while, too, I would imagine.
The first few nights, you have difficulty moving because important musculature in your abdomen is missing. So you're just kind of this clumsy, shambling, flesh-spilling ghoul of a beast.
I want to just, like, drop a jelly bean in there or something. Or maybe, like, a seed.
I was going to say, like, a tree seed.
Yeah.
Tree seed.
You'd have a gold tree. It'd be fantastic. You would not. That's not how it would work.
But yeah, so
fertilizing.
If Marius can, I guess he'll just get to work on his studies, but he can't do anything else.
Sure,
that's why he's going to spend his whole time learning rituals, I guess.
All right. So it's going to take the better part of a month for this guy to heal up entirely to as best he can and essentially rehabilitate himself.
Yeah.
As we went over in the last session. When vampires take aggravated damage, they don't heal back to their completely natural state. It takes a lot of time and effort to heal up. And the kind of damage you took, supernatural damage like that, always leaves a scar of some sort. So your torso is this just knotted mass of horrible pain and burning and scars and broken ribs that are trying to knit themselves back together as best as they can. So you're in a rough spot.
Seems bad.
Sure.
Yeah, but you see the other guy.
Yeah.
Skipping merrily through the woods, holding you a sword.
I hear he's fine.
Tra-la-la-la-la. While he's up to that, and by up to that I mean laying in his bed trying to read through the pain.
Yep.
What are the two of you up to? We'll start with Piers, since he had schemes.
Well, Piers is cultivating his completely legitimate religion. He is trying to gain some influence among, movers and shakers in the town. It seems like you know, the actual political elite kind of spoken for, but if I could, you know, almost unionize, like, find the guy who the miners respect and get on his good side. That sort of thing. And I'm working my surgery business, my doctoring in the monastery. There's a lot of people here with too much blood.
As of last session, you knew the location of Muldoon. It sounded like your intention was to attempt to blood bond him in some fashion. How are you going to go about doing that?
I am not sure. I have a vessel transference ritual. I'm not sure how that works.
Sure. Engaging the vessel of transference allows you to enchant a container that has a quantity of blood. It can be your blood, or it can be other blood, but there has to be blood in the container. And the next time it touches bare skin, it transfers however much blood is in there into the target, and as much blood out of the target into the container as you would like. So they don't feel a difference. And it will—it doesn't just do that once. It will just continue to do that. So, as an example, you can cut yourself and fill up a quart clay jug with blood, seal it, perform the ritual. You can then ask someone to pick it up. They pick it up with their bare hands. They feel a cold shiver in their hands. They get a quart of your blood into their system, and there's a quart of their blood in the jar. Then you can walk up, touch it, and you get a quart of their blood into your system, and it refills with a quart of your blood. And then they can touch it again, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
It's a dialysis.
A little bit.
That's kind of cool.
You, in fact, could use it as a magical dialysis machine.
I should enchant a wine bottle to do that. It's like, it is my custom to share wine before engaging in clandestine dealings.
The ritual breaks if you open it. If you unseal it,
okay.
Then it breaks.
All right. Well,
is your intention right now to come up with a cunning way to trick Muldoon into picking this thing up a few times over the course of a week?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my flask of holy water that he needs to swear his loyalty on every time I see him.
Legit? All right. So first off, let's make this bad boy.
Okay.
So what level is the ritual?
One.
Fantastic. This will be easy. This ritual is going to be an intelligence plus thaumaturgy check. Or, excuse me, intelligence plus occult check, intelligence plus thaumaturgy check.
Yeah, what the fuck, Evan?
I'm out!
We're all very disappointed in you.
I know. I'm trying my best.
That apparently is not good enough.
No, it never ever was. Ask any of my teachers or my parents. I'm double checking a couple of the niggling little bits of rules on rituals here. Difficulty is 4, so any 4 plus that you have.
2.
Okay, which is sufficient. Alright. You've created a vessel of transference. Let me double check the wording on the ritual itself.
This is where I know. That's on tape, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep, you're good. It takes you about the better part of 2.5 hours to perform the ritual.
Okay.
But, I mean, whatever. You've got all of eternity.
Yeah. I got time.
How much blood are you initially putting into it? It's a flask, I guess. You're putting a little bit less than a blood point.
Okay.
Into it, which doesn't matter for purposes of ghouling, so.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, you now have a flask with this ritual cast upon it. If you touch it with your skin, it transfers your blood back to you and some of your blood back out of you.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
I'll wear gloves.
There's no mechanical effect, to be clear.
Okay.
Like, a point of your blood leaves your system, and immediately a point of your blood enters your system.
Okay.
The end.
Can I put a cross on it, or does any of that crap actually work? Like, none of the holy stuff works, right?
But, like, as in to push away vampires or
yeah.
anything? What's your level of occult?
3.
3? You have heard tales that in the right hands, a forcefully presented holy symbol can break the magics of your clan, or even drive vampires away. But some dirt-farming peasant making a cross with 2 sticks and saying, you know, Jesus repel you, allows you to laugh at them and then push their sticks aside and bite them.
All right.
So, yeah, there's no problem with a cross. You guys can wear crosses all day long.
All right. Then I'll get a nice, like, leather flask with a silver cross on it. Yeah, this is the flask of St. Giles that he turned water into fish or something.
Sure. you do have to inscribe an arcane rune.
That's how you walk on the wall.
Okay.
On it, but, I mean, you can have that on the back of it.
Yep.
Like, inscribe with a leather awl or something like that. I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
Your average Joe isn't going to know what it means.
Yeah, it's Christian.
So yeah.
It's God thing. So
clearly. Angelic script.
Yeah. It's Latin. Shut up.
This is the holy flask of St. Giles that the Archangel Michael, like, flew down and shared some whiskey with him. Never mind that whiskey's not going to be around for, like, you know, 500 years.
Those angels. They went to the future and got whiskey.
Because angels do that. Trust me.
That's what I would do.
Angels worth having.
Yeah.
No. All right. You have your flask. This first interaction with him where you do this, how does this go down? I assume that you've already, like, contracted his services, basically, given him some coin and said, here's some places I'd like to meet you, and we'll talk about specific jobs, and he'll just show up from time to time, waiting to see what you can have him do.
All right. I think, of course, I'm just going to recruit him to do some crap.
Okay.
Like, pay him some money, like, yeah, I need you to stand here and knock on this door 4 times, spin around, and then go away and don't look back.
What door do you send him to?
Abandoned warehouse. Drop this parcel somewhere.
Reverse fetch quest.
Yeah. You know, I don't care. I just want to establish myself as a source of easy money and, you know, get some vampire blood in.
Okay. You send him on a couple of these things. You've got resources 2 or 1?
2.
Okay. You send him on a couple of these things and occasionally pay him the equivalent of resources 1 to get them done, which does not impact your money at all. This is over the course of like 3 or 4 nights that this guy's been dragged back. He's still recuperating. That 4th night where you go to meet him, he's waiting outside of the bar where you 2 usually do your thing. We'll wave to you as you come up and say, that package that you had me drop off at the place 2 days ago?
Yes.
Still there. Just saying.
There were some developments. There's nothing you need to concern yourself with.
Okay. So what's the plan tonight? Bury a box, put some potatoes, steal the hair of a small child, take
hair
a doorknob or 2?
Hair stealing may be on the menu.
Alright.
You seem to complain an awful lot about Easy Core.
No, I'm just wondering what I'm up to. As in, what you would like me to do for that easy coin. I'm not really going to ask why.
What do you know about the man who brought you to me?
I know that he goes by Hans. I know that he, I know that it is a poor idea to cross him. I've heard stories.
Tell me these stories.
I mean, crazy stuff. Like, the guy got mad and, you know, ripped the horse in half and tied someone into a knot when they didn't pay him back whatever they had agreed upon. Things like that. But, I mean, he's just some old leper, so.
That is not so. He's a demon.
Really?
Have you seen his face?
No, he's a leper.
Yes, you wish he was a leper. He's a leper who can tear horses in half.
Brilliant.
It is no concern of yours, just some information I was laying on you.
Demon leper tears horses in half. Check.
He's not a leper. He is a demon. He wears a crude suit of human flesh that he skinned off of his enemies.
I don't much take in for this, this otherworldly stuff. I mean, whatever you want to believe, Padre. So, bearing boxes among the potatoes, rose petals in the garden at midnight. What am I up to tonight?
How are you at drawing?
Drawing?
Yes.
Not really. I'm fine, I guess. Need me to draw a picture?
Yes. Self-portrait.
Sure.
I clank out my coins.
All right. When do you want to play?
Does not have to be elaborate. I will come back in a week.
Okay.
I hold out the flask.
Remember, this is the first time you've done this with him.
Oh, so, I thought this... Okay.
No, we're assuming this. I want to see how you sell him on the whole flask thing the first time.
Okay. I thought that was the point of all the errands I was sending him on.
Was getting him to the point where you can start doing this. Because this is only a few days after you started having him do things.
Do you see this?
Yeah.
It is a holy relic. It belonged to Saint Anthony.
Not familiar with him.
Did you go to much Sunday school?
Probably.
It is said that Saint Anthony would know when any man lies to him. And anyone who touches the flask must be loyal to their word.
Uh-huh.
Only to me, of course. I don't care what you do the rest of the time. Knock up women, knock up babies, I don't care.
You're a twisted man, Padre.
So, all you must do to get your coin, touch the flask, and swear that you will be true to your word to me.
Nick, give me a, what are we going to call this? Charisma plus... Oh, one of your skills, you have a specialty in the long con. Is that larceny?
Subterfuge.
Subterfuge? Let's do that.
What's my diff?
6.
3 successes.
I swear on the holy flask of Saint Anthony that I'm gonna do what I'm being paid to do. And he stops, licks his finger, gives you like a half look, and swaggers over and puts his finger against it. Immediately snatches his back. Ah, cold!
It is cold with the power of the Lord.
Right. Right. rubs his finger to get some feeling back into it. So, picture, then.
Yes.
Alright, I'll meet you back here tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Walks back towards the bar, looks over his shoulder once at you, and then continues on into the building.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
The next night, the portrait. Sorry.
Usable?
He is stripped bark from a birch tree, and he is drawn kind of a half shadow of his face on it. You're fairly certain it's usable.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's recognizably him.
Okay.
You have a real talent, Mulder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a talented guy. Mom always said so.
Does your mama still say so?
Wouldn't know. How about yours?
Nah, my mom was a bitch.
Sorry to hear that.
Have you checked on the bag?
No, need me to?
Yes, if it's still there, I want you to pick it back up. Wish not, want not.
Okay.
It seems our buyer was not interested after all. It's fine, I have his money.
Alright, fair enough.
I hold up the flask.
He holds out his hand.
Coin.
He says the same thing and touches the flask again, and this time locks eyes with you and keeps his finger rested against it. You see the wince as the cold rushes through him. What's up?
This is what was in the box. It looks like it's more for you. It's just another game, and apparently it's a demo.
No. Yep.
So, for you rather than for me.
Alright, cool. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt. See you next time.
Sounds good. Anyway. Yeah, he'll touch the flask a second time, and the next night he'll come back with your bag, and things will continue on, and by the third night you've got your third point of blood on him, and he is your man.
Okay.
There's a kind of uncomfortable change about him after that third touch on the flask. Obviously there's been something of an irreverence in the way he talks with you. This is just another job. You made it clear that this is just another job. He's just here to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
But after that third touch on the flask, it's clear that he doesn't want to go back into the bar and spend his money on whatever it is he's spending on in that place, whether it's loose women or drinks or gambling or all of the above. He'd much rather find ways to report back to you. Is there a place I can meet you later? Is there anything else that I need to have you need to have me do? Anything else I can help you with? But he continues to report to you and sometimes even forgets to hold his hand out for money.
That's fine. I never even told him my real name, so
no.
Talking can't get that bad.
Nice.
So, all right, well, Muldoon is out and about in town doing your dirty work as you ask him to.
All right. Right now my dirty work is nothing.
Yeah.
Got Muldoon.
I thought about sending him to kill Hans, but I think he'd just get torn apart.
Maybe. Meanwhile, what's Wolfgang been up to?
Sorry, I'm being a boss for a second.
Like a boss?
Always a boss.
Like a boss.
I'm going to take a moment to dispose of my garbage. As a side note, for your information, you remember what year the game is taking place in?
1325.
I don't know.
Number?
1325.
8. 1223.
1223
is I think I was closest without going over. 8. It should be noted that St. Francis, or St. Anthony, rather, I'm sorry, the saint that you ascribed that flask to,
uh-huh,
died in 1231. So the guy who will become St. Anthony of Padua, the saint, has not died and become a saint yet. So, as far as your character's concerned, he just made that shit up. Which is fine, right?
But I knew there was a St. Anthony. My intention was not to name it after him.
Sure, that's fine. There will be a St. Anthony. By the time that your character is doing this, there is not a St. Anthony.
I don't care. So, I, pray to God, almost went with St. Paul. Like,
right. Well, so
in the minimal amount of effort.
St. Robert of Arkansas.
Alright, so Wolfgang, basically, so if we step out of character for a moment,
yeah,
perhaps, like, I don't know the system, I don't have the right level of creativity, none of these rituals seem particularly awesome, right? So, like, I'm like, maybe I should spend time learning rituals. I don't know why I want to learn any of these. Except for Nick's voodoo doll thing, but then I feel like I'm just stealing a trick, and that feels like bullshit.
But that was my experience looking at that. It was like, I don't know why I would ever want more than one thaumaturgy.
Right.
They don't seem very useful.
So, maybe, like, I don't know.
Are you looking at the rituals, or are you looking at the paths?
The rituals.
The rituals? Okay.
Because that's the kind of thing that I could theoretically be learning, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm looking through these, and the ones that seem useful, I already have, one way or another, right?
Which ones do you have?
I have Communicate with Kindred Sire, Engaging the Vessel of Transference, Describe, Take Care of the Homeland, and Pavis of Foul Presence.
Okay. So, just going down the list of general useful things.
Yep.
Blood Walk, which is a level 2 ritual,
yep,
gives you a crap ton of information about the person that you grab from.
Sure.
It's a useful forensic identity.
Okay.
That is what it is built for. Burning Blade, I think, is pretty self-explanatory in its utility.
Sure, except I'm not a melee guy.
I got Burning Blade from a hooker once.
Yeah?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get a refund?
No, I got seconds.
Then you got burning nose. Donning the Mask of Shadows makes you invisible.
So let's go back to Burning Blade for a second.
Sure.
Can I cast Burning Blade on this cool shit?
You cast it on items. It's not your stuff. You cast it on an item, and then the item has Burning Blade on it through a number of uses.
Got it. So that's maybe interesting, then.
Donning the Mask of Shadows, again, makes you invisible.
Seems I can't like think of any use for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it works on groups of people.
Why?
Not just one person?
Oh. Eyes of the Nighthawk, I believe, are in there.
Yep.
I don't actually remember what Eyes of the Nighthawk does.
Lets you see through, to see and hear through a bird.
There you go.
Which could be kind of useful. Like, I guess part of the problem I have is, because, like, through no fault of yours, we haven't really done anything yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if I would ever want to see through a bird's eyes.
Okay. It seems like almost every ritual is like a corner case.
Right.
And that's, so you have stumbled upon the reality of the thaumaturgical rituals. Each of these things is a specific corner case. This is useful in a very limited set of circumstances.
Right.
There's really two ways to play a Tremere using, like, looking at the ritual side of things. There's two ways to play it. One, you divide up, like, you decide what it is that you want to do, and then divide up the burden of learning rituals between you to make sure that you've got a good smattering of things that might be useful in the situations that you're in. Or you build yourself to be adaptable enough that you can just pick up rituals on the fly as you need them. Like, it's still going to take you a few months to learn them.
Yeah.
But as vampires, like, it took me 2 months to figure out how to do this is not a huge chunk of your life.
Yeah, sure.
That's no big deal. your rituals and your paths of thaumaturgy are all single-use specific kinds of things. There's not much in the way of Swiss Army tools.
Yeah.
At your beck and call. But the strength of Clan Tremere is, so long as someone is outfitted to handle that particular problem, there is an app for that out there.
Right.
So it's a lot about dividing up resources and responsibility so that you don't learn everything, but each of you learns a handful of useful things, so you can then depend on that person to get those things.
Right. Okay. And part of the problem may have been, we have not been leaning on each other.
No, not at all.
Which, to be fair, was kind of expected. Like, right. half the fun of running this is watching you guys hate on each other. So good on you.
Yeah, Mr. Hairlock Stealer. Pierce.
Pierce.
Oh, Pierce. Yes, Pierce.
All right.
I still need a picture of you. I can't cast my ritual yet. So.
No ritual, is it?
Bind the accusing tongue.
Nice.
So I can't say bad things about you?
Uh-huh.
Have I ever?
No, but...
But why not make sure you can't start?
Yeah. I can bind your accusing tongue and then be like, hey, what would you think about killing Andretti? And if you're for it, all the better. But if you're against it, I'm covered both ways.
Nice. Alright, so in the intervening month, I would like to try and, like... I don't have my computer, and I apologize because I'm terrible. You had a list of things.
You're the man.
I know. God, I know.
Of course, the one I actually want is not there.
What's the one you want?
Oh, it is there. I just forgot the name. Shut up. Don't speculate at me. So,
don't you take that tone with me.
Right. So I will lean on Andretti to educate me in the way of donning the mask of Shadow.
It's not so much leaning on Andretti.
Sure.
It's just studying the ritual. You've got the ritual book.
Sure. So, I think we might have talked about this, but I'm not certain. So it says here, like, to learn a level 1 is a couple of days. A level 5 could be months or years.
Right. So what I did, instead of having it be this long variable thing, it's set 1 month per level of the ritual. So a level 5 ritual will take you 5 months, not 5 years.
Okay.
To learn.
Okay.
So at the low end,
So I will invest a month into the 2 months, I suppose, of learning how to make us all invisible.
Okay.
So that's the mechanical thing I will do.
There is shit under this.
God damn it.
Kind of an operation.
Here too. What is that?
What is one?
Oh, that's a foot.
Yeah, when you knock me over, and I crack my head open, and bleed on all of these unsold Neverwinter books... Someone will be very sorry.
You'll have to buy them then, right? Is that how
it
works?
You bleed it, you buy it?
That's right.
I'm sure between the two of you, you'll afford it.
Is that a vampire thing? If you bleed it, you buy it.
It is when this guy takes over the city.
Nice. So, the other thing I would like to do is get, you know, a few hours of Andretti's time here and there. And continue trying to figure out what the fuck he thinks the plan is that we might go execute on a little bit. Because, short of just strolling back into the prince's place and being like, yo, I don't really have a plan, and that seems like a poor plan.
Yeah.
Showing up, once this guy has grown an abdomen again, and being like, hey, we have... Like a fucking carny barker, you know. I've got services. Do you need services? This seems ridiculous, right? So maybe His Eminence can give us a little more wisdom.
Sure. Alright. Give me a minute. I'm looking up the phone.
That's what he said.
Well, if you're going to make everyone invisible for a level 2, I'm assuming I'm going to be able to do a level 2 in that time frame as well.
I'm doing half of a level 2 in that time frame.
Oh.
Over the, you...
Because he's screwed.
Yeah. Hard!
I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's good. Balls deep. Over the next month, you'll try and communicate some of this to Andretti. Andretti is hard to nail down. He is a very, very busy vampire during this period of time. You find him very frequently, like you'll knock on the door and Cristobal will answer, and Andretti is sitting on his bed with one of the monks, who is clearly roused from sleep, standing, staring at him, and you just hear Andretti speaking in a low, sonorous tone, staring into the guy's eyes, and
yeah.
The monk just nodding slowly, and Cristobal will open the door, look at you, shake his head, and close the door again. Like, okay. Nope, not right now.
So, two things are going to happen every time I open that door, and I see weird-ass shit like that. First, I'm still super curious about his little bowl of skin bits and shit.
Sure.
I would like to keep trying to figure out what that is.
Okay.
I've got a library.
Yep.
I should, like, maybe I'll read some shit and be like, oh! What? Whatever, I'm not going to read through all this shit and just figure it out. That's not fun.
He wants to roll some dice and have me point to it.
Right? And, like, I want to roll some dice. We don't all get to go fight in the forest and get fucking raped.
Well, you could.
Suppose.
Sure, old crow.
Right.
Sure, he'll...
Old crow will service me?
Yeah, he'll service you.
Squeal, boy!
Fine.
This game took a dark turn.
You're the one who started with knocking up babies, let's be clear.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the second thing is, like, when I see, you know, weird monk possession bullshit, I want to put a couple brain cells toward that.
What? So, the first time he opens the door, you look, you know, you're looking in, he's talking to this guy, you look up, the bowl is empty. The bowl is still there, there's nothing in the bowl.
Okay.
Also, he's talking this guy in a low sonorous tone.
Sure.
Intelligence plus occult, two separate rolls to try and figure those two things out.
Okay.
Intelligence is that many dice, and occult is that many.
Which one are you trying to figure out first?
Let's go with the bowl.
Okay.
What's my diff?
7. Do you have more than 3?
I have 3 exactly.
Okay. He's created a sanguine assistant.
Oh, okay.
It's a level 3 ritual.
Okay.
All that stuff in there was being collected, and somewhere hiding in his room right now
there's a little
is that collection of stuff that's now a homunculus that's kind of creeping around and doing its thing.
Yep. Okay. And then the other thing.
The other thing. This will be difficulty 8.
1.
1 success?
1 success.
He is doing something to... I'm sorry. 7. There's 7. Yeah, I screwed that up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. He's not possessing anyone, but he's using Dominate, one of the other gifts of the blood for the Tremere, to wear this guy's mind down and make him into a more pliable servant. It's a power that's usually referred to as conditioning. That's fairly advanced along the way for Dominate powers.
Okay.
Not quite a mastery of the power, but fairly far up there.
Okay.
He is stripping this person's free will and making them into just a fairly mindless automaton.
Okay.
Which is sad, but you know whatever.
Is it?
What's your humanity?
6.
It's a little. It probably strikes you as there for the grace of God. Go I.
Sure.
In theory, that's something you can do to vampires as well.
Sure.
So it's probably good that that's not being done to you.
As far as I know.
Well, you reflect on it, and then realize that if you have the faculties to reflect on it, it's not being done to you.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, people, I mean, the guy, when he's done with this, the dude will still be able to engage in conversation. He's not going to have any hobbies anymore. He's probably not going to remember the faces of his parents.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a favorite color. He's not going to have a favorite food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's going to mechanically do the things that he's supposed to do.
So, in lieu of actually getting a hold of the boss and getting any clarity into our situation...
Well, so that was one interaction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm giving you some snippets of things that you come across.
Okay.
The next time you try and find him, the next night, Cristobal opens the door. Actually, Marcus opens the door and shrugs and basically tells you that he and Cristobal are out. And he thinks he's walking the grounds.
Okay.
Again, you recall that one of the things that that Andretti was planning on doing was building some wards.
Sure.
And indeed, later that evening, Andretti comes to you with a small bowl and says, bleed.
Sure.
He he will find Piers as well and open his door kind of he'll knock, but upon being bidden entry, if Piers is around.
I'm sure he will catch up with Piers at some point.
At some point, yeah. He will come up to you and present a shallow dish to you, much like the ones that your bloodstones were in, say, bleed.
I've been warned for this, that we, you know, basically keying in the wards to not blow us up.
Yep.
So I'm pro this.
Yep. And Marius is not asked to bleed. He comes in and dips the bowl in you.
Yes.
Because he just walks in, like, you're reading a book, he throws your covers back and just dips it into the hole in your body.
Gonna
and walks out, like, ow! And then he just walks back out.
Well, if I just roll to my side a little bit, it comes out a little easier.
Right.
Yeah. That at the end of that first week, the wards are indeed in place around the chantry, and you three and he are the only vampires who can get in and out of the that circular main hall. In the chantry, you guys are the only ones who can get in and out of there. The entirety of the grounds have not been warded, but evidently he is making, as soon as the walls are built, he'll be putting, instead of warding circles like this big thing that he's made, it's a huge effort, he's going to be building specific wards on like doors and things like that, so it's difficult to get in without smashing through the wall.
Sure.
But what happens to someone, to a vampire who is not one of us, who walks in there? Is it, like, invisible wall mimery, or do they blow up?
Hypothetically,
if I hogtie Hans and drag him in, although at that point I really don't, I just invite him over. He's really bad, right?
So I mean, Andretti will explain it to you. So I'll read you the effect out of the book here. Once it's established, anyone that the ward is keyed against who attempts to cross its boundary feels a tingle on their skin and a light breeze on their face. A successful intelligence plus occult roll, difficulty 8, identifies this as a warding circle. Oh crap, this is a magical thing built to keep me out. If they attempt to press on, they must make more successes on a willpower roll, the difficulty of the caster's thaumaturgy rating plus 3, than the caster rolled when the caster established the ward. So they roll willpower, they need more successes than the caster got when they rolled to cast the effect. If they get more successes, they can break through. And they can just push through all the way. If they fail, the ward stops them. They physically cannot pass through the ward and inflicts 3 dice of bashing damage. And as the next attempt to go through is at a plus 1 difficulty. You can always attempt to leave the circle if you are inside it. The rules get really hinky around pushing people into wards. The way I am going to rule it is the intention is to keep intruders from getting into where you are. If you are keyed to the ward and you tie someone up and try and throw them through or try and force them through with you, they will go through. You are pushing them through. You are physically porting them through your ward.
Okay.
If, say, you know, a bad guy or someone in the city is mad, say Hans, for example, is angry, finds your ward and is really, really pissed, so he finds another vampire and hucks that vampire bodily at your ward, I would probably rule that he doesn't get to push other vampires through the ward and that guy would then bounce off of it. But you cannot use your ward as a weapon. What I'm thinking is specifically the shenanigans everybody always got up to in Shadowrun, where in the middle of a car chase, you would cast ward versus flesh on the highway while you're going 75 miles an hour, and the car goes through, but everybody in the car turns into pancake batter and sprays out the back. Like, no.
Can we play Shadowrun now?
I am not interested in that level of gameplay for this particular game. Does that seem reasonable?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So the bashing damage, I'm just curious here. That's stuff that can be soaked?
Yes. Bashing damage. So it's 3 dice of bashing damage. However many successes I roll, after you soak, you take half that amount of damage because you're a vampire and bashing damage doesn't hurt you very much.
Yeah.
Right. So it mostly keeps them out. It doesn't actually hurt them.
Yeah.
Right. For vampires.
Yeah.
There's other wards out there for like ghouls and things like that. Find out how well Andretti did on that ritual.
I also have faith in your ability to get killed by bashing damage, too.
If anyone can do it, it's Marius.
He could try.
He'd succeed.
I don't know, but he didn't succeed last time. Oh, that wasn't bashing. Sorry, that was ag.
Because Evan doesn't hate you.
Huh?
Oh, don't jump to conclusions. That's not fair at all.
Spending my month learning Defense of the Sacred Haven, I suppose. Well, we've been here a couple of months now. I think that
you hadn't picked it up. I mean, I asked you what you were doing, and you said you were still working on it, because it hadn't been a full month yet.
Yeah. So I guess I'm finishing that first.
Okay. Go ahead and mark it down on your sheet. Alright. So, Andretti gets that ward up. The next time that you go in to talk to him, which is towards the end of that month, around the same time that Pierce finally has Muldoon duel, and deciding that it might be a little creepy for this guy to be sniffing around him all the time. You pop into Andretti's room, and as you walk in, there is a fluttering of wings and a squawking sound cut short.
Okay.
And you see Marcus holding a raven with a scalpel in one hand. The raven is now dead, and he's walking the dead raven over to Andretti, who holds a hand up to you. He's acknowledged your presence, just holds a hands up, and tilts his head back and opens his mouth, and Marcus pops the eyeballs out of the dead bird, and Andretti eats them.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus walks out, covering the body of the bird. He looks over at you, there's a spat of blood on his cheek that he wipes off. How can I help you, apprentice?
As you know, we have developed a basic strategy for attempting to engage with the kindred of the town, which as soon as Brother Marius is back on his feet, we will begin executing. But I was hoping that perhaps if you were a little less busy, you could enlighten me a little more as to our ultimate goal, such that we might establish better strategies. You know, I know that our end game, as it were, is just to integrate ourselves into this society. But it seems as though there might be intermediate steps that you might see wisdom in.
Were this any other time, we would begin to speak of creating a need so we could then fill
right.
that need. For example, it's a fairly simple task to learn the incantation of the shepherd to be able to keep track of those that you feed from.
Sure.
If we offered services around that ritual to individuals within this city. Before we did that, we would ensure that the individuals they spend most of their time feeding from started disappearing.
Certainly.
Not through any direct means, of course.
Of course.
But then we would provide the basis of the ritual for them. Make me an intelligence plus occult roll when he's talking about this. The diff is 5. Incantation of the Shepherd allows you to know the location of your herd.
Right.
So he's talking about using that service for other people.
Right.
You're not quite following on how you would be able to sell that as a service.
When he says that, I'll just kind of cock an eyebrow.
And he'll pause and look at you. Yes, apprentice?
I have not deeply studied that ritual, but I believe I've seen it in the tomes upstairs as I've sorted and idly flip through them. I don't understand how we would offer that as a service. Are you suggesting that we would station someone in court to keep track? No, that doesn't even work.
It's been a very busy month. I've not updated the library. We have been provided a handful of new novel rituals, freshly inscribed from Sioris.
Ah.
One of them, it is fairly advanced, but one of them allows us to scribe the contents of a ritual onto a parchment, and it will be utilized a single time by anyone, regardless of their skill.
Ah.
Or lack of skill in the thaumaturgical arts. Specifically designed for situations like this, where we have abilities that work well for us, but not for others.
That is fascinating.
The ritual has not been cleared for teaching to any of the apprentices yet, because we are concerned about exactly what
Certainly.
Outsiders will learn from us if each of you has the ability to simply Certainly. Scribe whatever you know.
Of course. This is great power that must be controlled carefully.
However, I suppose that answers your specific question.
Yes, thank you.
It is irrelevant, because in this case, the opportunity that we need has presented itself. If the city is not aware that Apprentice Marius has been crippled, yes, they will. One way or another, they will find out
Indeed.
That one of ours has been harmed.
I shall ask Piers to investigate what people know about such things.
Whatever it is they know, they must very quickly follow up with understanding that one does not harm a member of this house.
Indeed.
So, our task right now is to find this old crow and bleed him dry and present his body to the prince. I've been searching for him. He gestures to Marcus's back as Marcus leaves the room. As best I can. I believe he's still somewhere in the region, but Gangrel move as beasts and are difficult to track.
Indeed. Will we not run afoul of the prince's bad side in performing this act?
Depends on how it's presented. I'm not suggesting we kill the creature. That is left to princes alone. But I recall her mentioning during our discussion that this creature was not an acknowledged member of the city's court, not a citizen of Colmar.
Indeed. In
Simply,
fact, perhaps even considered a nuisance.
Exactly. A nuisance that we have run afoul of, and we will illustrate that we will not allow to slow us down, even if it slows them down. Specifically, regardless of what they may feel, the point must be made that if you harm a member of this chantry, if you harm one of us, you will not survive the experience.
Indeed.
Once Marius is recovered, we will have to discuss stratagem.
Of course.
Plans. If this creature can be located and a sample of its blood can be gained, I believe I can force a confrontation with it on our terms. But I will not be able to do much more than that, and this must be resolved in-house. Marius is the only one with experience fighting this creature. I don't believe a contest of direct arms is what we're looking for. So, some tactical discussion probably would be in order.
Indeed. I will speak with my brothers.
Very good.
I leave.
All right.
Peace.
Real quick, what's Marius been doing this month?
How about, I've been studying.
Yes.
That's what I've been doing. And recommendations. Does anyone have this?
Widow's Flight?
Oh, you already have it.
Yes, I do.
Well, I was looking preferably for something that no one else has. Yeah, he has that one too. How about Illuminate the Trail of Prey?
Nope.
Does anyone else have that?
Seems good.
I don't know what it does, but
it's right there in the name.
Yeah. Makes a, is it in the Chantry, though? That's what I gotta see.
Oh, let me double check. The Chantry list. What level is it?
Level 1.
It is not.
Oh.
Well, it was a cool one. You're right. Yeah. How about purity of flesh? I need some cleansing. That sounds good.
I've got that.
You got that? Okay.
But I think it only works.
Awake with evening's freshness. And what's health? Let's have that.
That is only useful on yourself.
Yeah, I think purity of flesh is the same way. So if you want it.
Are you... So if Illuminate the Trail of Prey is what you are looking for, again, your Chantry list is not the end sum of what you know, or of what the Tremere know. It's just what you guys have available in the handful of books you're able to bring with you.
Yeah.
Do we have a new one there?
You do not have... I mean, you're not going to the library. You don't have Dick. You have your ritual book, which is mostly empty and filled with, you know, vague doodles of your grandsire naked and very little else.
No, let's be fine here. Perfectly clear here. It's not my grandsire.
It's your actual, your great grandsire, technically. And then, yes, now pictures of your sword because you miss it.
Yes.
But
there's a weird juxtaposition there, but that's fine.
I think it's pretty clear. But if you are still reporting into Celeste, that is something that you can get access to.
Yes, that's a good idea. Because I do have to report to her on the full moon or whatever every month, anyways. And it would be simple for me just to ask for it and then however long it takes. Yeah, let's do that.
She will certainly train you on the ritual. And I'll say that over the, it's not the full month that you're training on it, but because you have her teaching you, it takes less time to do. To be clear, the way that this ritual works... obviously, you've got a mental picture. You need to have a mental picture.
I know what he looks like.
But once the target reaches their destination, it's gone. Like, you can't track them anymore. They have to be going from one place to another, and you have to come across a place that they have moved through. Excellent. So it's a much more powerful ritual if you're casting it when you are on the trail of someone already. You can, in theory, go out into the woods, cast the ritual, look around, like, walk a few steps and look around, and keep looking for it, or keep looking for tracks. But if the person's already gotten to wherever they're going for the night, then the tracks disappear until they leave that place, and then tracks start from the place they leave to wherever else they're going.
Still, that's pretty good, though.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yes.
But you are not going to walk into the woods and just have, like, the woods alight with everywhere this guy has been.
Gotcha. No, that actually makes it easier, though. You think about, because you're only going to have this fresh trail right there.
Yeah.
So it'll be for like one.
But it's not easy as like the green line on the ground ahead of you that leads you to him.
True. Right. Yes. That will help us in finding him.
Sounds good.
I'll do that then. I'll spend the.
And you're going to need to find some white satin ribbon. Just saying.
Is it expensive?
Satin? Yes. Don't you have resources 0?
I have resources 1.
You can find some satin.
Okay. I can find some satin.
You can find a scrap. Well, you can have someone get a scrap of satin for you. Like, you could ask one of the brothers, like, you know, you've got your covers up around your neck so they can only see the scars on your face, and one of them comes in, are you all right, brother? And you're like, I really miss my long-dead lady wife's satin dress. Could I give you these 3 pennies and have you find me a scrap of satin that I might think of her?
Yes.
Yeah, or some crap like that.
Or of my mother, probably.
Sure, yeah, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, that's even creepier.
That's right.
Well, they're monks.
You just rub the satin on
They're celibate, shirt. Right?
No.
The monks?
Well, kind of. It's a very... It's a reasonably recent idea that priests are not allowed to marry.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. In the Middle Ages, a lot of...
It depends on the order. And the time period. Specifically, the thing about monks is monks generally took vows of poverty and chastity. They were giving up their lives and becoming monks. A lot of monks are failed whatever else they are, and they go and be monks instead. The specific order of St. Giles does, in fact, require poverty and chastity.
Okay.
Right. But
so it'll be,
you could have easily been married before, and your wife died, and then you became a monk.
Correct.
Okay. Not a problem. So the guy comes in and asks if I'm okay. You know, I miss my family. And I need some satin here.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you get your length of
they'll bring it to me.
In fact, you probably were married. I mean, if you were old enough to go off to the Crusades, you were probably married.
And noble?
Totally. Remember, he was noble, but from a destitute family.
Yes. No one wanted to marry my family.
There was a peasant girl somewhere. There were probably a lot of peasant girls somewhere, but he didn't have to marry any of them. Yeah. His family probably refused to let him marry any of them.
That's probably true. Yeah.
They were saving him to marry into a wealthy family.
Right.
Save
so much for that.
Well, he did kind of.
Continues to disappoint our Marius.
Alright, so I'll put that down on my sheet. Alright. And heal.
Sure. So, by the end of the month, you are fairly fully healed. The Chantry's wards are up. You've learned a ritual. Or rather, Marius has learned a ritual. Wolfgang has learned a ritual. I'm assuming Piers has no interest in learning rituals over that month?
No.
Okay.
I'll put a book out, so it's like he's trying.
Sure.
Like, I'll check a book out of the library.
Yeah.
Leave a paper trail.
Yeah. And, you know, every day I'll move the bookmark a little bit deeper in, but...
Okay. But you got way better things to do with your time.
Yeah.
Pawns.
Look, I'm running a cult here.
Only other thing that happens is, before we catch up to you guys kind of meeting and doing your whatever your next steps are going to be, is when you're coming back from one of your little cult meetings, you'll meet a raggedy figure on the road who will nod at you. Come walking up. You're in between farmhouses out in kind of the vast emptiness that is the western stretch of Colmar. Very, very alone on the road. Clearly Hans would come up very, very close.
Right. I'm still obviously Piers, but, you know, my hair is blonded and I've got my...
Yeah, and it doesn't seem...
Investments or whatever.
...to phase him. Comes right up to you. Looks around as though the walls, whatever walls he might be looking for, might be listening on this empty country road. Hey.
Hello. What can I do for you?
How's Miss Stone coming?
Pretty good. We just need the last ingredient.
Yeah, what are those?
Your blood, so we can attune it, so that you may track it.
And the lock of your hair. And please sit still.
And one of your testicles.
Oh, I got six of those, no problem.
All six balls.
Han Six Balls.
Then you have to change his name. Should I be throwing something or?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
Maybe.
No, it's fine. Yes, roll your charisma subterfuge.
No,
manipulation subterfuge rather.
Okay.
He means no. Yes. No. Maybe.
Hans is aware of the whole.
Can I put a point of willpower in this?
You absolutely can.
I will do that.
Okay.
What's my difficulty?
Six.
You're exploding two, three times.
Well, do you have an applicable specialty?
I have Conjurer of Facts and
Yeah, totally.
Con.
Yeah.
Conjurer of Facts is fantastic.
Conjurer of Facts.
This is 100% a short con, but...
I don't know. He's been at this for a month.
I guess that's true. How many do you have so far? You can stop rolling. Unless you'd like to keep rolling.
Determines how scared Hans really will be.
12 successes.
Is that good? Like, I'm not big on this game yet.
I tend to cap out at 10.
Okay.
Like, more than 10 successes is not really necessary.
Sure.
Oh. Well, how soon is it going to be done?
It will take another month, but we need your blood to attune it to, so you can track it.
Yeah, another month. How much do you need?
All of it.
I was expecting this to result in him changing his mind.
You did really, really well on this roll. And he really, really wants this thing.
He's now going to figure out how to fuck him over with his own blood.
Man, I wish the Tremere had a way to do that.
I wish Nick knew how the Tremere did that.
He's got people for that. By people, I mean you guys.
Right.
Okay.
So I have this jar of blood.
I will bring a container to the silver mine tomorrow night. Okay?
Yeah, but how much are we talking about?
Oh. What's 2 blood points? Like 2 pints?
About 2 pints, yeah.
You know, a jug. 2 or 3 pints.
Really?
We soak it. We soak the stove. It marinates.
Huh. Yeah, alright. I'll see you tomorrow at the mine.
I should bring a bathtub tomorrow.
A jar.
What I mean is I marinate a monk holding a stone.
Oh. Fantastic. I'd like to skip ahead to that really quick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No, so you're coming with a jug? Yes. Like a milk jug?
Yeah.
Sure. Alright.
A milk. Like a bucket, then, basically.
No, I'll hire like
2 stout men to carry it.
Like, how many pints of his blood are you attempting to get off of this guy?
3.
Okay.
I want to see if this guy will object at any point.
Okay.
Just keep it coming.
If you show up with, like, a maple tap.
Tap the keg.
That's right. Start filling it with CO2.
Give me a perception alertness roll when you show up the next night.
Because he did not come alone for this.
You got the Defense of the Sacred Haven prepared, right?
Yeah.
Or first.
Give 6.
The Cure of the Homeland, it turns out, only works 4. On you.
I need that one.
Okay. He's standing out in front of the mine. Kind of shuffling back and forth a little bit.
Okay. I bring a jug with a lid.
All of that?
Do you have a blood shortage? I can bring someone around to quick pick me up.
Hold on. And then he holds back his head and loudly honks like a goose.
I'm
about to be killed. I'm about to be killed horribly.
So, get one?
And there's silence. Like, there's this goose honk. Holds up a hand, fingers towards him. And after a few moments, there's a fluttering of wings, and a goose lands in front of him. It lands and waddles up to him and looks up at him. This is weird. Animals act back poorly around vampires. They freak the fuck out around vampires. This thing just landed in front of him and waddled up to him and is now looking up at him. Very casually, he just grabs it by the neck, but grabs it so if his hand was straight up, he'd be holding the goose upside down, and very casually just snaps his hand out, and the goose's neck audibly cracks. And then by its long neck, he holds it up and kind of hangs the meat of the body into his hood, and it just kind of hangs there and stops where it should pendulum back out, and there's a crunching sound, and then loud slurping noises. And he drinks, and drinks, and drinks, and then throws the discarded goose carcass away. Some feathers kind of pop out of the hood. Gestures at you.
It is generally polite to offer your guest something. I slide the jug to him.
Would you like a goose, sir?
I am not hungry, thank you. Now bleed. I have things to do.
his misshapen hand disappears under the hood, and then he places his horrible, horrible claw on the jug.
Just put the whole arm in a blender.
Well, he's cut up his palm somehow and is bleeding.
One of his extra thumbs.
Extra thumbs. Just has a utility belt of them.
Here's one for you.
Oh, here, one for the kitties, too.
Tell them I miss them when they come by.
Five thumbs, six ball.
My mom said I was all thumbs. She was only half right. And he bleeds for about 5 minutes. After a while, he starts squeezing his arm. But then withdraws his hand back into his hood and folds his hands back into his robe. There you go.
Nice, we'll get to work on this right away.
Wonderful. 1 month?
1 month.
Looks up at the moon, which is waxing by half moon right now. Alright. 1 month.
I put the lid on and carry it back to our shantry.
He stands there, out in front of the mine, arms crossed in front of him, watching you go. Doesn't move, doesn't leave. Just
I dump out about 90% of the blood. Thanks, you have it. No. I carry it back to the shantry.
I ain't even.
Yes.
I'd like to remind you that a pint of milk is what kids drink in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
Right? So 3 pints of that, not actually all that heavy.
No. Just like taking
you just spill some out as you're walking.
Slosh, slosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, one for my homie.
I only needed a drop.
Alright, you make it back to the shantry with 3 ill-gained pints of this guy's blood.
I go find Brother Wolfgang.
This is right around the same time that you finished your conversation, like that night that you finished your conversation with Andretti.
Okay.
And also happens to be the night that Marius can be back up and moving again.
Hmm. Chamblin.
Yep.
To take another sword.
Bizarre zombie vampire thing that you are.
But the thing is still.
Right.
Saturn.
With all the things that Wolfgang and Pierce have been up to, I'm going to say they're each down about 3 blood. Marius has had his blood delivered to him, so he's full, even though he's been healing.
Well, I've got a herd that I can feed from, right?
Just got your herd rating?
2.
Okay, you're down 1 blood.
Okay.
You just put a stone on the guy's voodoo doll.
Yeah.
If you're to give me some of that herd going.
It's good stuff. Just take 6 feet.
Plus, if I needed to, I've got 3 pints of grade A vampire blood
right
here.
That's really true.
That's true. How many XP to get a background?
3 for the first dot, 2 for 2 times current for each dot after that.
Okay. Maybe I'll buy myself some herd after that. All
right.
Well, if Marius is up in the way, I mean, we can assemble the brain trust.
I just like the idea.
What do we need Marius for?
I like the idea that Wolfgang is going out to assemble the brain trust as you're walking in, smiling like an asshole with this tub of blood that you've acquired.
That's right.
Wolfgang, I need to have a discussion with you.
Indeed. Shall we retire to my cell?
Absolutely. I'm not opposed to Marius being there if you think he could be of any help.
What is the context of the discussion?
We need to discuss thaumaturgy.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
No, I reconsider. He's been studying hard. Perhaps he has some value. Let us go to his cell. He is still weak.
Okay.
Yes, enter in, brother. I say the monk's name that brought me the satin.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yes, enter, brother.
Timothy.
I open the door. Apprentice.
Oh! Yes, Brother Wolfgang, how may I help you?
Brother Piers actually has business he'd like to discuss.
Oh.
Yes, I have an intellectual question I would like to pose to you guys.
Are you still just clutching a jar of blood?
I set down my big jar of sloshing liquid. Let's say, hypothetically, I have a big jar of someone's blood. How can I use this to, what is the common parlance? Fuck them 8 ways to Sunday.
An interesting mental exercise.
Yes.
Acolyte.
I'd like to have Marius think about this with his occult knowing, specializing in ritual, see if there's anything that he knows of.
What?
What's the difficult?
For you guys, difficulty 6. How to fuck people with vampire blood is pretty standard for Tremere. Part of the training.
Can I claim this as analytical?
No.
It's a hypothetical discussion.
No.
I have 3.
3?
Cool. Sure. Since I didn't get to explode any of my 3 times.
Ouch. Yeah. So it goes. So with 3 successes, there are a number of rituals that you can use to mess with someone. Based on their blood, for the most part, they will do. You've heard of rituals that will do things like make it easier to do whatever it is you're going to do next to them. I mean, you don't have anything like that here.
Yeah, sure.
It's a ritual one through you get your hands on, and I can tell you more information about them, where they've come from. Basically, it's a great way to get information, and there are some hoops you can jump through to use it to cause them physical pain, and things like that. Marius, with 4 successes, in addition to all of that, you are also aware that there's some theories out there that you can also utilize blood, specifically the blood of other vampires. Doesn't really work for humans. But the blood of other vampires can be used to replace some of the other physical requirements of other rituals. Like, one of the things that comes to mind is you've heard of this ritual, Bind the Accusing Tongue, where you need a lock of their hair and a picture of them.
Oh,
it's a vampire. Yeah, like you had their blood. You might be able to just use that blood instead, because that fulfills the need of identity without those other specific components. But you're not sure. You think it would kind of make the ritual a little bit harder to do, but you might be able to do that.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of this ritual called... Binding of the tongue.
Again, it's not that specific ritual. You know a lot of rituals. Just the idea that you can use blood to replace the physical components necessary.
Yes, you can use blood to replace the specific requirements for rituals.
Of course.
Oh man, this guy has been studying.
Let's say, expand our hypothetical exercise. Let's say I have promised a very powerful vampire a product which does not exist, and I have only a month and 3 pints of his blood to solve this problem.
And what is this hypothetical object?
A bloodstone that its owner can track for himself instead of being dependent on the ritual caster.
You are aware that this is not a thing that we can provide.
Yes, that's why I said it does not exist. Instead of, I sold this thing, can you please make it so I can deliver it to
a happy customer? To reinforce and make sure that we were all on the same page.
Sometimes in the course of discussions, things are said that are not exactly true.
Indeed.
For example, I did not ask a gentleman to provide me 3 pints of his blood so that I could fuck him. That was an untrue thing.
I suggest,
do you believe, should we be able to provide the thing that does not exist? Would you have compunction about actually providing that thing?
No.
Do you think that it could be used in any way to harm us?
I do not think that my client has any designs against us. I would be quite happy to keep him as a friend and happy client, but I would much rather eliminate him than have the awkward conversation of I sold you a good that does not exist.
Certainly. Do you believe that you could extract any further price from him?
We have pre-negotiated. He has already fulfilled his end, and I do not think he would be happy with further negotiation, especially considering the vast quantity of blood I just took from him.
This is all hypothetical, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, he is hypothetically holding a jar of blood right now. It's probably cow blood.
Ah.
Just as a visual aid.
That's a discussion point. Because one vampire in the Chandry can chase down livestock.
We might meet him someday.
I haven't told you guys that story.
Chasing windmill.
What price did you extract from him besides the blood? What did you want?
I obtained a reliable cat's paw. A stout man who is willing to do dirty work.
So our choice now is to provide the impossible or somehow destroy this vampire.
What is the item?
A bloodstone that the user can track.
I know, man.
How is your head, brother Marius? How is your head?
Marius limps out of the room, limps back in holding his book.
I go, I know this.
Yes, the ritual you're seeking allows the ritual caster to locate the object, not an arbitrary vampire.
No is matter how many pints of his blood you have.
Yes. It's not as though you could soak the stone in his blood.
That would be ridiculous. Who would believe such a thing?
Is there any way we could temporarily have this hypothetical client cast the spell?
Temporarily become a Tremere?
Or simply teach him all of the underlying philosophies of thaumaturgy and become proficient in it? I think that would be a much larger problem.
But not a bad line of thinking. I will speak to Regent Tendretti in very general terms about whether such a thing as Brother Marius suggests would be possible.
I think that would be a poor idea. I think we would be far more capable of modifying the ritual than Regent Andretti improving us teaching our secret art to an outsider.
Let it simply be said that in my position as a third circle apprentice, there are things that I might be aware of which you are not. I will speak to the regent.
As you say, but I really do not think that he should know about this hypothetical situation. This seems like the kind of thing where we, as brothers, bond together to solve in secrecy.
I will be exquisitely vague. I will present to him that we might find ourselves providing the service of allowing those of the city to perform very low-level rituals on our behalf.
So the level 2 ritual, is it not?
Yeah. It will be fun.
On an unrelated note, I have a big jar of blood. Could someone do that ritual to preserve it?
Yes.
wisdom.
Sanguinous file.
Yeah, I have that one.
Yes, Brother Marius should be able to take care of that.
Well, be careful. It would be annoying to try to obtain more.
Dude, I tripped on the way back. Have you seen the roads in this city? On another...
Oh, Sanguis file's not in here.
More.
No, I've got it on my list.
How much blood do you need for that?
8,000. I'll give you a base. That's a lie.
I think you can do it to any amount of blood.
You can do it to any amount.
Yeah, I think you're enchanting the vessel.
You bury a vessel in the earth for a while.
Sorry, I meant principal focus of Ite for the bloodstone. How much do you need that for that? How much blood?
What?
For the bloodstone that he's wanting to make?
He's not asking you to make a bloodstone. He's asking you to preserve
if
that
he made
blood.
A bloodstone.
Yes, I got Singular's file, no problem. But I'm asking about...
Are you principal focus of Vitae infusion? Like putting it into a thing so the blood comes out of the thing later?
No.
No.
Or, you're looking for the tracking.
Oh, the tracking thing, the bloodstone? 3 points of the caster's blood. Interestingly enough.
Yeah.
You're super good at vampire.
I am.
So and 3 nights.
Okay, and 3 nights. Okay.
Yes, but so it only works if it's your blood. Like that's how the ritual works. You cannot drop a rock into this other pile of blood to do pile pool of blood to do anything with it.
Yes,
it's not for Adu blood. It might be a pile.
That's true.
True.
If you leave it outside in the winter long enough, it will become a pile of blood too.
So I'll begin making preparations for the Sanguis file to start. Refrigerating this blood.
Even if...
Sanguine? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we are preserving Hans's blood.
Yes.
That is a side activity.
Yes.
Done.
In addition to that, so even if we were able to let Hans cast the thing, we would have to say, oh, and by the way, spend 3 more points of blood. Which I suppose we could sell.
Yep.
We went back to him and said, okay, this has been attuned, but now you must complete the ritual.
Well, even then, it's his blood. I mean, we could say we prepared this blood. Like, we mixed in the secret ingredients to this blood.
Why would we give up his 3 points of blood?
That's true.
Sounds like a handy thing.
We love Hans. Hans loves us. Now we just need him. We need some blood from other Nosferatu as well.
Ah.
He's the only one you know.
Another point of business from a discussion that I had with the regent just now. This monster that mauled you so effectively must be dealt with. It is of the utmost importance that we let it be known that to harm a member of this chantry is not something that will be tolerated. The regent...
Make your sentence file. I rolled it for you.
The regent requests... that we consider ways that should we come into an encounter with this old crow, that we can bleed him dry and stake him for delivery to the prince. How might we do that?
I could buy Marius a new sword.
That seems like a reasonable first step.
And I have recruited a cat paw at the cost of a fictional object who might be able to assist us.
Also sounds very useful. Marius?
Marius is certainly aware of a ritual that enchants a stake such that the stake can be stabbed anywhere into the body of the victim and the tip will break off and bore its way into their heart.
Super good.
It does require advanced surgical techniques to get the splinter of wood out of their heart. So it's not something you do at, like, a party.
So wooden swords would be ideal for this one, then.
An interesting approach.
Because there's a ritual that we can use that will...
Blah, 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 blah.
Wooden swords? Is that really where we just went? How about, like,
a spear with a wooden tip. That's like a wooden sword, only you haven't formed it into a sword.
Or a crossbow.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
That's gotta be a wooden sword. Bow.
Not much in the way of crossbows around here. Okay. They exist, they're just very, very rare. I mean,
no, he says wooden sword.
Bows.
No,
because you could just have wooden arrows with no metal on the tips.
Yeah, he'd say wooden sword.
They've been condemned by the Pope, and I want one.
Okay.
What about this gentleman has your scent? He has marked you. Do you think that we could chase him across a trap? Or rather, have him chase you? In which we might put some of your spikes that he might fall upon.
Oh, yeah, bury the wooden swords in the ground so only the tips stick out. Yeah!
I'm not sure who you're mocking.
I don't think he is either. I think he's just angry.
No! I'm not, actually. I'm quite pleased. This is why I run this game. I love ideas like this. Wooden swords!
Yes, wooden swords.
They're called sticks.
Yeah. So we're still mocking him.
Yeah, okay. Now that you've caught up with me.
Yeah. Like, I think the pit trap's solid. What?
I think he might be too crafty for a pit trap.
A reasonable assessment. You are certainly the old crow expert of the group.
Gengel are like beasts. I met a man who can command the loyalty of beasts. Well, geese anyway. I have not seen if it works on a larger scale.
Really?
Yes.
Who's this?
He's a Nosferatu.
Hans?
Hans?
The only Nosferatu we know.
Yes.
That one.
You think Hans might be able to control Old Crow?
I have no clue. He could command the loyalty of Geats.
That seems like the most useless power I've ever heard of.
I am assuming it does somewhat more than that. But he uses it to eat Geats.
I think my presence alone will bring him out.
I think you're correct.
If I go tromping through the woods making racket and noise, I'm sure he can find me. However, getting him to a trap would be much more difficult.
Seems fair. So, if we cannot get him to a trap, and I will not speak for Brother Pierce, but I certainly am no use in any fight.
I am willing to loan you my ghoul.
What other tactics might you imagine that we could employ? For example, I am learning a ritual which would let us become invisible for a period of time. Perhaps we could surprise him somehow. But what would we do with that element of surprise?
Do we have any way to immobilize him?
A stake through the heart?
Before the stake through the heart.
Not as I am aware.
Can he be reasoned with?
I don't even know what language he speaks. He speaks a little bit of broken Latin. But that's it. Perhaps Hans might know what language he speaks.
You are free to go have a word with Hans. If he asks, tell him he is getting his fictional product in a month. But don't tell him like that. Also, he might be a little low on blood, hypothetically.
Let us meditate further on the situation of Old Crow. We need a plan soon.
Yes, ideally
we'll reconvene tomorrow.
Yes, because I don't think going into his domain per se would be the most intelligent thing to do.
remember, Bill, that the regent had said that he was certain he could force a confrontation. Like,
yeah, yeah,
saying
yeah,
that you
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
have
yeah,
to go find
yeah,
a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's,
just
that's why I'm asking these guys about the tactical
okay,
situation.
Okay, cool.
He's a close combat fighter.
Can we simply hire a group of men with bows?
Seems
like a deer.
Eminently reasonable. I also wonder if you and I were unseeable, if we would be able to perhaps stake him while Marius attracts his attention.
This is a good plan. And perhaps we could substitute myself with someone who is not myself. Then I think it is without flaw.
I believe I see your point. I worry, however, that your particular strengths and resistances might be more useful than your ghouls in this case. In that you are mostly immortal.
Right, it is the mostly that concerns me.
Oh.
Also the near across the face that...
That is what the invisibility is for. If he can't see your face, he cannot nyeh it.
No, I am pretty sure he can.
Let's see if we can get some more information on him.
Indeed. Has Hans spoken of Old Crow?
No, but Hans does not speak of anything which you do not ask him. And
well,
then he always asks something in return.
Why don't you go offer Hans a point of his blood back? For some information.
Because I told him that I needed him.
Hmm. Well, find something to bring Hans. See what he knows about Old Crow, please.
Okay.
I would be happy to accompany you if you think that would be useful.
If you like, you can come meet Hans. You should probably leave the lying to me if he asks about any products he may have purchased.
Indeed. We will speak more tomorrow. I think we should do nothing else today. I will try and speak to the regent about our situation.
Okay.
I got the jar of blood and arrow. No.
It's ready!
Well, you've done in every other situation.
Look what Pierce did now!
Well, it might be a good idea to ask him if there's anything he might want with the Nosferatu blood.
It might be. That's not what I'm going to ask.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go knock on his door like I'm a happy asshole.
Sure, you are backing in like a happy asshole.
Yeah. Awesome.
Marcus is in there eating a small plate of some sort of fowl.
Even
perhaps goose,
probably crow.
Nice. A thought occurred to me, Regent. It seems as though you spoke of our newfound abilities to inscribe powers and rituals. Perhaps we should choose some of our more innocuous rituals and perhaps use them in barter with our fellow kindred.
That is exactly why this ritual was developed.
When do you propose that we start doing so?
You will not be doing anything. If you have a particular ritual in mind, I can take the time to prepare it. But this is not something I can simply mass produce, yes?
Sir. Such a thing as... I don't remember what the actual ritual was.
Bloodstone.
The Bloodstone. One. Yeah, Bloodstone. Such a thing as Bloodstone seems as though it would be relatively benign, but things that our fellows may find quite useful.
Benign until one was secreted on one of our persons. They know where we are, yes. They don't need to know where we stay during the day. They don't need to know where we go and who we speak with. You have to be very, very careful.
Certainly. I agree. I wonder if there is a way that we might be able to detect such a thing once it has been created.
Yes.
It just seems that of all of our powers, that is, you know, one of the more benign as far as exposing ourselves to letting people learn of what we can do. Creating a small lump of rock and being able to know its whereabouts is a useful thing, but not nearly as impressive as some of our other abilities.
What impact would it have on our ability to then secret these bloodstones on others should we need to? We would begin to doubt whoever we sold this to would begin to doubt us and wonder if they were being tracked.
Perhaps. I will consider this further.
Depending on the situation, I would be willing to scribe the ritual in question. The cost, at least, would be a pint of their blood, a lock of their hair, and a portrait done from a reliable source.
I understand.
Plus whatever benefit we were gaining from the particular interaction.
Certainly. Thank you.
Does this have much to do with the acquisition of Old Crow?
No, we are working on that problem as well. This was an idle thought that I had in a passing moment.
The two things missing for the completion of that matter are what to do with him once he's here and some portion of his blood, any, will do.
I understand. I have been discussing with the other apprentices how we might handle the encounter once it has been presented to us. We are considering our options there as well.
Very good. Please inform me what plans you come up with that we might discuss them.
Indeed.
He goes back to reading a big book.
I get the fuck out.
If you leave, leave me with the pistol.
Just take him. Send him to Seahorse.
No, we're going to give him to the prince. Because we're going to make an example of him. So I go back to you, gentlemen. And say, I've spoken to the regent. It is possible that there might be a way that we might be able to produce your impossibility. However, it will require a pint of his blood.
Make three.
A lock of his hair.
Bitch, if you tell me it is a picture of him, I am going to lose my mind.
This will imagine the artist would probably also lose their mind.
This will be delicious then, because indeed we need a portrait of him.
He doesn't even let people see his face. I've never seen his face, and I watched him eat a goose.
That, Brother Pierce, is not my problem. I have a path to the impossible for you, but we require such things.
But don't you remember about using a blood point in reference? You can use it in exchange for another portion of it. Since we have three, couldn't we use another blood point for a lock of hair, another blood point for the picture? We have three.
You would only need the one blood point to replace the lock of hair and the picture, to be clear.
Oh, to two.
Yeah. You know, it's not a one-for-one replacement. I'm saying in place of whatever other responsibilities are there to get the mystic sympathy towards the target,
vampire blood can replace that.
And then I look at you and I smile.
So you think it is possible that we could replace those with a big jug of his blood?
Yes.
You are probably right.
Well, I should go speak with Andretti then.
Perhaps you should. I will accompany you.
Marius, you are Andretti's favorite. Why don't you come too?
Sure.
I'm sure he has missed you this past month.
Oh, he's paid me a visit.
Not even a word.
I pick up my jug.
Yeah, and go bring the jug.
And there's another knock at the door. What? And then the door opens. More social visits then? Yes, come in.
Marius walks in.
Regent Andretti.
Marius walks in, and he actually closes the book and looks past you. Says, Princess Marius, we're up and moving. Excellent. Princess Wolfgang, I imagine you brought Princess Marius up to speed on the outstanding issue.
Indeed.
Regarding his attacker.
Indeed.
We will find him. And we will make use of him. Please, continue.
Brother Pierce.
No good sentence ever begins that way.
Some do.
Not when you've spoken in my presence.
He looks over, not at you, but the blood that Pierce has. Like the he doesn't know it's blood, obviously, but yeah. The big jug that Pierce has in his
it's
hand.
It's lost.
Has come upon a unique opportunity which we might forge a tighter bond with what appears to be the information broker of the city, Hans the Nosferatu.
Yes.
In Brother Pierce's hand is in fact a jug of 3 pints of his blood.
Impressive. How angry is he?
He is not angry in the slightest.
Yet.
He gave it with a bit of grump, but he gave it quite willingly.
Brother Pierce has sold Hans a thing that we cannot produce, which is a bloodstone that Hans would be able to track.
Continue.
In lieu of portraits and bits of hair, would an excess quantity of blood suffice?
Marius is smiling.
As Brother Marius has pointed out from his research, that we may sometimes replace these identifying veins with other excess blood.
Andretti hairy eyeballs Marius for a long Marius. Moment.
She has to keep a grin inside. It's coming out.
And I know a thing! I read a thing! And I know a thing! I memorized it! The transitive property! Woo!
He didn't memorize it. He no. has a notebook.
He's checking it right now.
Written on his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It appears, and I do not mean to put you in an awkward situation, that our choices are threefold. We produce the impossible for Brother Pierce. We somehow eliminate this Nosferatu. Or we deal with a very angry Nosferatu who has been sold a bill of goods.
Apprentice Pierce, are you certain that he operates alone?
Yes, I have never seen any other Nosferatu with him. I do know that he can command the loyalty of beasts, although I do not know the extent of this power.
Nosferatu can also hide themselves from view.
I am
there could be a Nosferatu
careful,
in this room.
And I have never seen.
Mm-hmm.
A bounty from Sioris has been put out on Nosferatu, Gengar, and Shamisei. If we felt this one would not be missed, this would be a fantastic opportunity to send him along to whatever our higher-ups in Sioris might have in mind.
Do you believe that this would be a more useful use of him than as a source of information in this city? Perhaps with better prices in the future.
You make a strong point. Let's leave the option open for collection. I'm sure he will be easier to access if he is given what he is promised.
Well, if I may, do we need to use all of the blood in this ritual?
Which ritual?
Creating the stone for him.
No, you'll only
he would have to use the blood in the ritual to create the stone. We would not cast this ritual for him. How much have you told them?
Nothing.
Wait, he could cast the ritual?
Apprentice?
I merely told them that the impossible might be possible.
Illuminate them.
The regent speaks of a recently acquired ritual that has been sent to us from Sioris, such that we can, well, that the regent can inscribe upon parchment the words and ways of various rituals, such that others might cast them without being a thaumaturge themselves. In this way, we could prepare a scroll of bloodstone, if you will, that Hans could then perform of his own doing. However, as the regent points out, it would in fact be Hans casting the ritual, which would mean that in addition to the blood that you've already liberated from him, he would need to spend additional blood to complete the ritual.
Do we give a shit? We can just tell him we needed to write the scroll in his blood.
Certainly. I'm merely pointing out that there will be additional hidden cost for him.
He seems quite eager for the product, and I suspect if we can give him the scroll and let him do it in his own time, he will not begrudge the loss of the blood. Plus, we will have a big jar of his blood. In theory.
We will need some of the blood to prepare the scroll.
No. The ritual is not keyed to a specific individual. Once I've written the scroll, anyone who finds it can use it.
So I didn't have to learn all these rituals?
Yes.
I could have just...
You did.
I could have just read them from scrolls?
No.
Sounds like it, yes.
I apologize. I merely assumed that when you asked for blood, a portrait, and hair, that it would somehow be involved.
The portrait and the hair are to cast the Bind the Accusing Tongue ritual upon
I see that.
This individual to ensure that they do not speak or speak ill of what they are given. The blood is to act as a insurance policy should things go wrong.
Certainly.
Well, we already have our insurance, and I would quite think that we want an information broker to speak of the fine service we render him.
Very good. Your thoughts?
I believe that in the short term, this Nosferatu might be a useful ally. And if we may keep him as a useful ally, we may more easily put him in a pine box and on a cart later.
Leave the blood here.
No, it's not you don't need it.
leave the blood here. Marius is just looking like, I'm not even that stupid.
Very well. But I want you to appreciate the well-crafted sentences it required to get a vampire to bleed a jug for me.
The one thing I've learned about your well-crafted sentences, Prentice Pierce, is that there is no end to them. I'm sure that you will scrape together some more.
Just saying a well-done Pierce would not go amiss.
Once this is resolved, if it is warranted, I'm sure one will be delivered to you. For now, I would like blood or a plan, preferably both, surrounding this old crow.
We will attend to this at once.
We should find out all we can about him. Do you know how long it will take to prepare the scroll?
You'll have it tomorrow.
Most excellent. I am sure we will find our friend in a jolly mood for talking to them.
No doubt.
I put down the jug and leave, whistling as I go. This worked out splendidly. Turns out it can be useful having these assholes around.
So, I would like to take a moment to reiterate that I have a timeline that I've written for what's happening. On that timeline are rituals that I know exist in the world that are being developed currently by the clan.
Sure.
The fact that you promised this guy an impossible thing, and within the next month, the ritual to provide that impossible thing happened, honestly is serendipity. This is not a thing I gave to you because I wanted to give you an easy out to this. I was laughing last week because I had written down, you know, month 4 of their time in Colmar, they get this, this ritual comes down to Andretti, and Andretti lets them know that he has this ritual now. Like, I've got a list of things that you guys are getting over the next few years. So, good on you for doing something stupid that worked out fantastically well. No plot survives interaction with the players.
That's right. That's right.
That's good.
I'm awesome. Yeah.
That's entirely the right takeaway.
If the next bullshit promise you make to someone includes a ritual that you have no idea that exists, but happens to be coming down from the pipe, you are out of my fucking game. For hacking into my computer and stealing my time.
It's not my fault you don't know how to secure a Google Doc.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What kind of password an idiot has on his luggage?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, B, C, D. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Password, but with the A replaced with a 4.
Whoa. Security. I beg your pardon in my leave, Regent.
He waved you off.
GTFO.
Alright. Anything else you guys are getting up to?
I'm going to start collecting information on Old Crow.
Yeah?
I think that's the best way.
Walk out and hit the library?
No, walk out and go tap Hans for information. Actually, we're going to see him tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with you then.
With the scroll on my hand.
Remember that you told this guy it was going to take a month.
Yep. I know. That's the exceptional service we provide.
Indeed. I think we should all go meet Hans.
Yes. And ask for his friends to come out of the shadows, too.
We'll figure out a better way to bleed a monk.
Level 4 thaumaturgy. Level 4 path of blood.
Yeah.
You open your mouth and snap your fingers and the blood torrents out of them into you.
Level 5 manipulation. They come to you and give you blood willingly.
Yeah. Oh, I only need 11 more experience for the next level.
So you guys are just waiting for the next night?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next night, Andretti has a scroll for you.
Okay, fantastic. Shall we go see my friend Holmes?
Yes.
Indeed.
What does he need to cast this? Like, does he just need a rock?
He soaks a... Well, do you have the ritual?
No. But I can look at the scroll, right?
No. Sort of. So the scroll basically allows him to go through the motions of doing this. So, like, you look at the scroll, you are fairly certain you could not recreate, like, what the scroll is telling you to do without the scroll in front of you. This feels very... This is a D&D scroll. It's a one-use kind of thing.
Okay, well, I am asking Andretti, like, what accessories do I need to provide? Because it's a complete package, you know?
Sure. So it's over a wolf game.
Fuck you.
I don't have the ritual either, actually.
Blah!
I spilled out.
Intelligence plus a call. Unless it's a ritual you know.
He knows
yes.
it.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Hey, you can tell him.
Yeah.
Blah! Jesus fucking Christ. What he tells you is you soak a pebble, a small stone, in the blood for 3 nights. And the blood becomes clearer and clearer each night. On the 3rd night, the blood turns as clear as water. The stone gets a little bit of a reddish hue on it, and then you always know the relative position of the stone.
Okay.
All right.
I'll bring him a jug and a rock, then. Go with the scroll.
Okay.
I buy these jugs in bulk.
These are my vampire bleeding jugs.
Actually, honestly, so this guy has the sanguineous file ritual, so he has probably buried a whole bunch of clay jugs all over the property. So you could probably just go out and dig one of those up.
Hey, okay, I'm stealing the jugs.
Aw, yeah.
You're going to go out there and just start digging randomly?
Stealing the jugs.
And then throw them against the wall to get the heart out.
Alright, we go see old Hum.
Alright.
Our buddy.
Yes.
I've got a jug, a piece of paper, and a rock.
Three of you head down to the silver mine.
Yep.
Pick up the
lantern. If there's a cow on the way, I'm kind of hungry, so. Just go stop and have a snack.
The cows are going to rain.
There's not, in fact, not a cow on the way.
And I'm disgusted with you that you feed non-consensually. Don't you just have people coming to you to ask if you take their blood?
No. You just stand there with your mouth open and they insert their necks.
No, I don't, in fact, have that. But I should hook that up. We should talk about that.
Yeah.
So there's, like, nothing reasonable between you.
There are a couple of homes.
Single occupancy?
You don't know. You don't know the zoning. If you would like to go hunt before you guys meet,
yeah,
you can
I'm down like at least 3 points.
Sure,
probably should be more.
Okay,
so I need a little snack.
You're gonna just go hunt someone down? How are you gonna do that?
I don't know. I fucking have no clue what I'm doing.
So
hopefully, man's gonna teach me about hunting.
We pick the die pool.
Yeah.
Based on the way that you want to go hunting. The examples that it gives in the book are like appearance and subterfuge. If you're like, hey, baby, you
right.
want me to put my mouth on you?
Yeah, that's not how I roll.
Whereas stamina athletics would be like, I'm going to eat you! And then you chase them around.
More likely.
Like wits plus streetwise would be like a deadly game of cat and mouse. Strength plus brawl would be just punching them in the head.
Streetwise is
larceny.
Larceny?
Yeah. Okay.
How about just straight up?
Streetwise is totally on there. It's oh god, no larceny on your sheet. You and I have different Dark Age sheets. Fucking awesome.
That's
fuck
awkward.
You, White Wolf. I hope you die.
Haven't they died yet?
Right?
No, they're making all their games online because fuck you. That's why.
Because game stores are stupid.
Yeah.
Right. So.
How much to just buy him a hooker?
You could certainly afford it.
With resources one?
It would tap your resources and you'd have to figure out a way to recover it. I mean, you know where you know where Muldoon hangs out, and you know that there are prostitutes there.
All right, we'll go down to Muldoon's pub. I'm not going in with you.
It's not Muldoon's pub. It's the pub that Muldoon hangs out at.
Yeah,
to be
sure. I'm not going in there because I don't want him to see me.
Sure,
but I'll give you some money.
Sure.
And
I'll go do my business
and a sheepskin condom, and you
awesome.
Just work out whatever.
Awesome.
You're gonna hook up another brother here too.
Fine. Hooker's all around. Hooker's on Pierce. You guys did well by Pierce, so
right.
He buys me some hooker.
Okay. I'd call this a lusty tryst.
Sure.
So, alright, this will be an appearance plus subterfuge check.
I'm really not good at that.
The difficulty in this case is 4 because these ladies are willing and you have money.
Okay.
Yes. Appearance, subterfuge.
Can I spend the willpower to get a success on?
Yeah.
2.
How do I get willpower back?
Resting.
Good talk.
Or fulfilling your nature.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been down 2 willpower because I might
you're
not be getting
yeah.
it back.
You're fine.
Okay.
Alright, so I will take 1 success. And 1 more.
2 successes?
Yeah.
Alright. And you got 2 successes?
Yeah.
Okay. Are either of you... how far down are either of you in here?
Tricks.
Okay, Wolfgang's down 3. You're down... Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys intending on taking more blood than you need to top off?
No.
No.
Okay. Do either of you have medicine?
Yes.
No.
I have 2 dots of medicine.
But Marius is just feeding till full.
Yes.
And then leave.
Yes.
Alright, fantastic. It's quick and dirty. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
Tell Marius rolls.
That's true. Thanks. And then he's out.
I could have lived a long time.
Not peeking the dice bag on this floor.
What's going on?
I think your dice bag has hepatitis now.
Wolfgang, you know what? For purposes of this, you're fine.
Okay. Good talk.
You were both up to full blood.
Excellent. So when Hans fucks us over in a minute,
yeah,
we'll have choices.
You're just outside waiting.
Yeah, I don't want Muldoon to see me. He's clinging.
Can't get rid of him.
Terrifyingly, after a few minutes, Muldoon walks out. Drinking, and looks at you, kind of nods, tosses the stein away, clatters to the ground, and beer sloshes out of it. He looks at you and gestures at you. I knew you were here. I could feel it. I don't know how. But I could feel it. It's been a while since we talked.
So how you been?
Why haven't you called me back?
What do you have for me tonight, boss?
Oh, I was just here buying my friend some hookers. Do you want a hooker?
I'm good. Sure, there's no work that needs to be done.
Have you heard anything about a monster that stalks in the woods? The beast man.
I've heard stories. I mean, I think it's probably just a bear. It's usually what beast man of the woods stories end up being.
No, it's a beast man.
Like the demon?
Like the demon, yes.
Sure. So yeah, I've heard stories about this bear.
You're a little sassy. Anyone ever tell you that?
Probably. I tend not to listen.
You think you could kill a bear?
I would prefer not to. I think I might walk away from attempting to kill a bear. And the bear might die.
What about a beast man?
Probably not. Because I don't kill things that don't exist.
Damn, what can I get this guy to do for me?
Here's a MacGuffin. Take it to the MacGuffin hole.
Well, I figure... I
he's been taking it to the MacGuffin hole for weeks! He's actually tired of doing
the trouble of getting this guy. I should probably use him for something that actually needs doing.
Sure.
Instead of nothing.
Have him start searching down stories on the Beastman. Start investigating. The mortal population might have more information than you know.
Yes. I want you to find all you can about this beast man of the woods.
Mm. I'm on it.
Shut your ghoul mouth and go.
A little bitch.
God.
He wanders off.
You're the bitchiest ghoul.
You're not at the bitchiest ghoul. Would you like to find the bitchiest ghoul?
No.
Okay. I would be pleased for you to have the bitchiest ghoul.
It was this guy.
You guys come out.
Sated.
1 hour and one case of crabs later.
Eh, it'll wash off in the morning.
No, they're gold crabs now. They cling tenaciously to you.
I have not given the crabs any blood. I guess maybe that.
Oh, haven't you? Haven't you?
Well, after three, they become your loyal servant, right?
That's right.
There's a Nosferatu flaw. It's a Nosferatu-only flaw for exactly that. It's called infestation. You've got fleas and terrible things that crawl inside the pockets and folds in your gross Nosferatu skin.
Mm.
And they're ghouled. But they're a tiny swarm of things. They can't do anything. But they love you.
Oh.
And they never leave you.
Oh, nice.
Is the most terrible thing I've ever heard.
There are some amazing Nosferatu clan flaws. Lizard limbs. Your arms just fall off on command.
What the? Awesome. That would be a great party trick. Hi, I'm blonde.
Yeah! It takes more than that. You actually have to pull on it like a lizard's tail. But like,
sure.
Yeah. Oh god, he's got me by the arm! Ha ha! Stumpy!
Run away.
So, everybody happy now?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, well, I hope it was worth it because I ran into Muldoon and I had to talk to him for minutes.
Who's Muldoon?
That guy that I went through all this trouble for.
Wait, he's the one that we paid all this cost for?
I sent him out to investigate stories of the Beast Man of the Woods.
Oh, very wise of you.
Let us go.
Good so job, who's this Beast Man of the Woods?
It's you guys head down to the mine.
I just make like a four-fingered gesture across my cheek.
Oh, I got it.
So does this goal tell him everything he needs to know about how to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to do the...
You guys show up. There's no one there.
I light the lantern I left there and hang it.
Okay.
Do I need to roll lantern left hand?
Sounds like
no, but I'd like you to roll to get there. Can you please roll your walking plus getting there? And then you're shut the plus fuck up. You light the lantern. You guys wait about an hour. And finally you hear some shuffling sounds from the mine entrance. And this guy comes shuffling out this pile of rags. You see it dimly in the darkness and it stops and it looks at the three of you. And then from well within the cave, yards away from you. Yeah?
Are you Hans?
Yes. Has it been 28 days?
I can leave and come back if you want.
Well, we usually meet alone. So, excuse me if I'm a little put off by your friends. Okay. What the hell happened to you?
That is why I brought them. They have some questions about what the hell happened to him.
It's going to cost you.
Well, let us conclude one business first.
Oh? So it has been 28 days.
We put in a rush job when we saw how eagerly you wanted it.
Huh.
Now, this is...
All right.
...very special. In fact, we have never done this for anyone before. I unfurl the scroll from a distance and show it to him. These are the instructions to completing your bloodstone.
I thought you were making it for me. Instead, you're going to teach me how to make it myself?
Reading from this will allow you to do it once. It is another service we can offer.
I see what you did there. Yeah, all right. Well, however you get it done, sure.
Well, the process will... It will take 3 days to marinate, but 3 days is much better than a month.
It's, I'll outline there on a little piece of paper.
Everything you need to know.
What language you write it in?
I don't know what language
it is. It is written in Germanic. The lingua franca, the language of the area.
Do you need Germanic?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Everything you need to know, I even brought you a rock.
He looks around at the rocky mine entrance. You're a prince. Real king among men.
Mars is just staring at him. He hasn't said anything.
Okay. All right, yeah, leave it there by the lantern. I'll pick it up.
I leave it. I leave the jug, the rock, and the scroll.
Okay. All right.
What?
Assuming that works out, then business, I guess, is concluded in 3 days.
I am sure that it will. Now, I believe... Well, why don't we let Brother Marius ask? About Old Crow. The reason you came.
Go ahead.
Use your words.
So he's still pretty far away, though, huh?
He's like 50 yards away.
Wolfgang is affecting the most disinterested look possible.
Okay. So how about we conduct our business a little closer?
No, there's three of you.
From what I hear, you can rip a horse in half.
Got a horse?
I'm a Marius.
I don't want to rip a Marius in half.
Fair. Old Crow did.
Right.
And now we are back to the point.
Fantastic.
What do you know about Old Crow?
Is that what you were going to ask me, Puddin' Bob? He does not say Puddin' Bob. I wanted to say Puddin' Bob.
I'm fine with him being
Darwin.
Puddin' Bob is his nickname for his penis.
I'm fine with this guy being from 1970s Chicago. Right?
So,
calls you Darwin.
That's more period than Puddin' Bob.
Yeah. There are no Puddin' Bobs then. Puddin' was something you made from animal blood. You didn't make something on a stick out of that.
It's true. What, they didn't have fairs?
Not really.
Okay, moving on from the pudding.
Anachronistic, non-germane!
How much will it cost to learn the language that Old Crow speaks? Morris takes a couple steps closer.
Next time I will come alone. Sorry, I thought they could be trusted to behave themselves.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm behaving myself.
Look,
I pull him back.
Scratchy, the rule is you stay on that side of the cave entrance and I stay on this side of the cave entrance. Clear? If anything but that happens, then you and I have a problem and I'll show them my horse trick. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
A prostitute in Gaul once told me the same thing.
That's a different horse trick I can show you. You gotta pay extra for that one, though. And if you pay me a lot, I can force... Never mind. We'll talk another time.
Or never.
No, you love it. Marius, you can't keep out of my cave. What other cost, yeah. Hell, I don't know what you have to offer, other than a lack of respect.
He just keeps staring at him.
What do you offer me for this information? Doesn't need to be big. Something, a tidbit.
He is on the fast track to being in your courting league.
How about this? I pull a jar. Set it down on the ground.
What? No, thank you. He's already left me one.
This is a special jar.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wow. You're just carrying these things around with you?
No, I just had one.
Okay.
You're just carrying one of these things around with you?
And what makes this jar so special?
What? How much have you told? Like, what does he know? But not know. I'm not good at this whole information thing. I'm talking
just,
to him.
Just tell him what the jar does.
It preserves blood that you put inside of it. Indefinitely.
Really?
Huh. Once you crack the seal, after sealing it, it will no longer work.
But so long as the blood's in there, it stays good.
Yes.
You're just offering that one to me.
Yes.
He speaks Norse. As far as I know, he speaks Norse, a little bit of broken Latin, and I suspect he might know Arabic or one of the other Silk Road languages, but I can't prove it because I don't speak it myself. Also, because I think what you have offered me is worth more than the information I've just given you, I'll give you some more information, in addition to treating you a little bit more respectfully.
This is where I come to Hans. He is fair and accurate.
I'm just not so good with this.
Yeah, you're not a words guy. Don't worry, darling.
He tilts his head sideways.
So, Old Crow made his way into Colmar 2 nights ago. A rare and fortuitous event. Indeed, he usually avoids the city. The word is, he's been around longer than this has been a city, and he doesn't like the fact that it's in his way. But he wandered in. And, he went looking for Bridget. And he offered Bridget something for sale.
Marius just kind of does the whole thing.
I can't help but notice that you're looking a little naked without your sword. Anyway, he went walking back out of town without too much of a problem. I have no idea what the deal went down for, but Bridget has a, yeah, well, serviceable new sword on her mantelpiece, so I hear. Didn't realize that they were in business together. I find that very interesting. Any details that come out of what that business arrangement was and how exactly she is willing to enter into business arrangements with someone like him and how he knows the hell about her in the first place would be wonderful to find out. I can tell you all sorts of things about Old Crow.
Are there others?
Gangrels? There are plenty of other gangrel.
In the woods with him, comrades, companions.
I don't think so. He's something of a loner. I haven't even heard of stories of him embracing. I think he's at this by himself. But from what I hear, that hasn't slowed him down before. He's probably as good with animals as I am. So I wouldn't imagine that he is ever any more alone than he wants to be. But I don't think there's other gangrel with him.
Do you know what generation he is?
It's a rude question to ask.
I'm a rude man.
No, not of me. I have no idea because I'm terrified of him. I would never... How would I know that? Venture are the kind of people who just spout out. And if you can do the math, you can figure out how far back it goes. They're the only ones who do that shit. I have no idea.
So there are limits.
Yes. You can't see it through the hood, but I don't know everything is scarred onto my forehead.
Yeah. Hans, you were an asshole.
Yes.
And that is why I like to do business with you.
Glad we see the eye to eye.
Do you have questions?
I do not. Do you believe there's any other useful business to perform this evening?
Well, unless any of you happen to know the language of Northmen or the Arabs, I think diplomacy may be a bit out.
Seems that way.
You're gonna, go after him?
I just gestured to Marius's face.
But did he come after you?
Marius doesn't say anything.
He's learning.
Name your price.
I'm not sure you have anything I want at the moment.
Oh, you'd like to think so.
Brother Wolfgang, is there any pressing queries upon your mind?
One. A bit earlier, when you mentioned the Lady Brigitte, you seemed quite agitated that Old Crow might be speaking with her. Why?
The price for this is the story of how Darlin there got all scratched up, right?
Yes.
All right. I would like nothing more than to put my 2-foot-long articulated member into every orifice that Bridget has, for old time's sake. I wouldn't get much out of it, but I think she'd get less, if you know what I mean. I always had a thing for redheads. But that aside, she holds a lot of sway in this town, and I like her being dependent on me.
Sure.
For anything that involves information outside of Colmar, I'm comfortable with her being the voice and the eyes and the ears inside the city, informing the prince of goings-on in her city and what happens, blah, 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 blah. But the idea of an outlander coming in and usurping my place as rumors from afar, that's frustrating. And there's nothing I can do to Old Crow about it, because I don't want to find out if he can make me any uglier. You know what I mean?
Seems unfathomable.
Yeah.
No. You do not have that kind of relationship with him.
I apologize.
Okay. Not to me. To him.
I apologize. Would you please tell Fonz that I think he's ugly?
No, we're skipping this part. Get to the story.
Okay.
Maybe you should get to the story, or you. You don't talk pretty. Unless you think you can start talking pretty.
He has not told us the story.
Oh! Alright, I'm listening.
But he will now.
You see him kind of hunker down in the dirt. Like pop a squat where he is.
Are there anyone else around that can hear us?
Did you bring friends?
No, but it is quite likely you did. Especially last night.
Yes, I have an entire bevy of unacknowledged Nosferatu that just hang out in the muck with me. We'd swarm all over anything that upsets us. Whether or not I'm alone is not the issue here. By the way, I am. The issue here is a story that you're going to get him!
That's your plan.
Exactly.
And then
since he's far away, I can turn to
yeah
to Pierce and stuff and start talking. So, Old Crow is not a member of the city, correct?
Yes.
So even if we tell him that we're going to...
No, we do. We are not telling our plan. We are telling our past.
Ah.
He needs to know how you got from walking out of the abbey to returning the abbey in a bloody heap. That is the only information we have promised.
Yeah, so I'm talking to him. I turn back to him.
He's gone.
Hans is gone.
You turn back and there's no one crouched in the dim black darkness.
Alert
black
to look?
Darkness.
To look for him?
Sure. Perception alertness.
1, 2, 3. Difficulty?
6.
1, 2.
He is most certainly not where he was.
It seems Hans has left.
I suddenly wave my arms all around me.
Yeah, you start doing that.
So I'll go and I'll just sit down on the dirt too. And
wait just kind of hunch in where
yep.
you were.
Yeah, and sit down and just wait.
After a moment, you realize that the things that you have left for him are gone. Like, the jug that you put down at the entrance and the things that you left over by the lantern, the scroll, and the other jug and the stone, all of those things are gone. And then after another moment from the recesses of the cave, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Continue, please. And you see him edge back out far enough into the light to see.
Tell your story, brother. We have things to do.
We do. I went hunting. And I strayed into the southern domain of Old Crow.
When you say hunting?
Hunting game. For blood.
Animals?
Yes.
I'd ask how that turned out for you, but anyway, continue.
Well, before I was able to capture any game, I was interrupted by Old Crow. He did not speak any languages that I was aware of initially. I believe that would be the Norse that you referred to earlier. But then I soon found out that, yes, he spoke some Latin, very little, in fact. And he demanded that I leave. And as we were leaving, I tried the pretty talk, as you call it, which I am obviously not so...
You poor thing. Yeah.
Yes. Explaining him who I am, you know, what house I am, you know, just the normal, formal greetings, of course. Similar to what I did in the court, which did not go very well with him.
No, he's more of a cut to the quick. Oh, bad choice of words. More of a
yes.
get right to the point kind of guy.
Move the claw of the face.
Yes. In which he told me that I was a liar.
How rude.
Very much so.
And what was he saying you were lying about?
That I am Tremere.
Sure. Alright. Continue.
Needless to say, I demanded that he take that back, saying that I am not a liar.
And then you got into a spat.
Yes, we got into a disagreement.
Who won?
See ya.
That might
well,
have been a little cruel.
It was. It went rather well initially. He drew his fangs. Well, he drew his
claw like appendages, which...
Like claws?
Claws, yes. which...
Congrats. Thanks.
Which I kept away from me for quite some time. In the end, I was unable to fully keep all of his blows away from me. Hence, this.
Huh. But he didn't kill you.
No.
Interesting.
Perhaps you have more insight into that?
He's had very few interactions with anyone, so I don't have a lot of insight into that at all. I don't know enough about him to know. But I'd pay for the information.
Of how he fought?
No, why he didn't kill you. If you happen to find out.
Is there any other information that you might be able to sell us about Old Crow?
I can tell you things about Gangrel in general. Anything else I tell you about him, you probably already are aware of.
With first-hand knowledge, yes.
Or the little bit of his story that you know.
I think this is enough for one.
I agree. I think it was very productive. I hope that you enjoy your product.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all hurry back if you have any other questions. Just come solo next time.
Yes, no problem.
Alright. Nah, same old true for any of you. Come on back if you have any questions. We'll talk. Chat. We'll be polite.
I'm afraid I'm not very good with the whole information exchange thing.
That's alright, I'll coach you on it.
Yes, I also suspect he would teach you to play poker.
Game does not exist yet.
Okay, well, it does now. I just invented it.
Alright.
And I will teach you all to play.
Yay! And then you get his reference. Oh, Piers, you're so clever!
Alright.
Bridget. I believe I need to go speak with Bridget. We'll say this as we're walking away.
Perhaps.
It is now after 11. Would you gentlemen like to continue? I no longer have to be up at 7 in the morning.
Yes, I do.
So. I know we got a late start. So.
I wouldn't mind knocking off.
Okay.
That's what?
I said I wouldn't mind knocking off.
Okay. All right, we can end there for the evening.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're just going off. I...